AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Jeb Bush is officially in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The former Florida governor announced his run at Miami-Dade College.
I will campaign as I would serve, going everywhere, speaking to everyone, keeping my word, facing the issues without flinching, and staying true to what I believe.
He says he's in the race to win it. Officials say two young people who lost limbs in separate shark attacks off coastal North Carolina this weekend were in waist-deep water about 20 yards offshore when they were attacked. Surgeon Borden Hooks at New Hanover Regional Medical Center says the 16-year-old victim has had surgery.
He arrived in New Hanover in serious condition. We took him directly to the operating room. We were able to stop the bleeding and do a definitive repair of his upper arm.
A 12-year-old girl was also bitten. Officials say yesterday's attacks happened less than 90 minutes apart. The president of the NAACP branch in Spokane, Washington, has resigned amid questions about whether she lied about her racial identity. Correspondent Shirley Smith reports the announcement that Rachel Dolezal stepping down was posted on the civil rights group's Facebook page.
One critic says the resignation is the best that can happen right now, but that she hopes Dolezal will remain a member of the organization.
Dolezal's parents have said that she has falsely portrayed herself as black for years, even though she's actually white. Mexico is taking steps to help hundreds of thousands of young migrants who have returned from the United States. Large numbers of children are returning to Mexico, mainly from the United States, after their parents were deported or chose to return. This is AP Radio News. Crowdfunding for kids' summer programs is taking off. Correspondent Sandy Kozel explains.
Bake sales? Passé. Thousands of young people will attend camps and academic programs this summer thanks to online crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Donors can help middle schoolers learn computer programming in Pennsylvania, support a leadership academy for Virginia teens, or send children of incarcerated California parents to sleepaway camps. A spokeswoman for GoFundMe says fundraising for summer camps is skyrocketing on the site. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A suburban Philadelphia man who sent a romantic rival a scratch-and-sniff birthday-laced card with the deadly poison ricin was sentenced to 20 to 40 years in prison. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports the 20-year-old cried as he said goodbye to his family after being sentenced in court. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.